Hello, it is Wednesday, the 17th of October, 2012, and you're listening to The Lose Bag. I'm Ed Donaldson, with me is Henry Hebron.
Hello.
And Dan Hatcher.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
I actually need to urinate.
Oh, well, that's just perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good start.
Yes. Well, I'm back at Hogwarts, obviously.
What's up in Hogwarts land?
Well, it's my second year. The first year was pretty eventful, obviously. Battled Lord Voldemort.
Still. I mean, again. Oh, no, that was your first ever battle.
Yes, my first year. I saved the Philosopher's Stone and things. Professor Quirrell was, like, the villain. And I'm back.
Watch out for snakes is all I'm going to say.
Okay, no, I think it would be a much less eventful.
Don't go
year,
in the girls' bathroom.
So I'm,
but don't do that anyway.
It's good to be back with the Gryffindor boys and.
Oh, you're in Gryffindor. No, oh, I see.
Yes.
Who put you there?
The Sorting Hat.
Okay.
I mean, it told me I should go in Slytherin, but I had a word with it, and it sorted me out with a sweet pad in Gryffindor.
It's not really that sweet. You're having to share your room with like 10 other boys,
yeah,
all who are reaching sexual maturity.
A sweet pad. So.
Hey, I'm Harry Potter, and this is my crib.
But in real life, I'm back in Reading.
Not slaying evil wizards.
No, I'm just struggling with my life, basically. I've run out of food and things, so...
Oh, sounds like a laugh.
Yeah.
It sounds like you haven't gone to Reading. It sounds like you've gone somewhere else in the world. Maybe the University of Africa.
Whoa.
Oh.
Too soon.
my jokes, I'm dropping them hard and fast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh.
So, have you been, Dan?
Yo, mama.
I didn't say who.
Why is everyone asking me how I am? How are you, Ed?
Because you're a third of this. Carry on, Ed. How are you?
Well, I'm alright, but yesterday when I was at work, my wallet and phone went missing.
Oh.
And there were only three other people who went into the, like, cloakroom area, which my phone and wallet went missing from. So that's interesting.
It's part of a. You work at a co-op.
Yeah.
It's initiation test. We give to all the newbies. We rile them up by stealing their stuff.
Oh, right. That's it was really funny. Yeah.
I was thinking. You know the intro to Ed, Ed and Eddie?
Yes.
And the bit where it goes, Ed, Ed and Eddie, and then it makes us that sound.
Brrr,
yeah, that bit. I think we could just have Ed, Dan and Henry instead. And that could be our intro.
Who are we going to get to do the...
Well, you two seem pretty good at it, so you'll have to fight over it, really.
Dan can do it.
Oh, well, that was a really interesting fight, guys. Thanks.
Anyway, Dan, you've been avoiding the subject, it seems.
How are what? You?
I'm fine.
Literally what have you been up to?
I've had a long weekend at work.
He works all day, sleeps all night.
Well, not today. I didn't go outside until maybe 2:30. Then I went to town. I did some shopping with my lady friend.
The YouTube Corporation.
And, now I'm at home, so that's my day.
Well,
I had a day off today.
I didn't have a day off today.
Oh, you Gryffindor boys, always studying, always working hard.
You know it.
Working hard in the potions lab.
Yep. Yes. Anyway. That was a thrilling story, Dan, about your day. I can see why you decided not to answer the question.
Yeah.
I was going to tell a story, then I realised it was so not interesting.
No, well, it might be.
Okay, well, Wednesday, which is actually today.
Yes, it is today, Wednesday.
It's today.
17.
I'm doing my first close at work, so I'll be closing the store on my own, which is cool.
I do, just to leave it open accidentally.
Just overnight.
Well, yeah, you said you didn't want this job anymore anyway, so you might as well.
No, it'd be a good way to burn out.
Yeah. See, that was a mildly interesting story.
I just shout free-for-all at 11 o'clock.
And run out the store.
Away. some reason,
free
in
shit!
In this scenario, especially... I imagine everyone's a zombie and it's kind of like Dead Rising.
Well, there's quite a congregation of homeless people by 11 o'clock outside the store, so, I mean...
Oh.
There would be a lot of hobos
fighting.
Is it a
gauntlet for you to... is it a real challenge to jump over them, you know, dive underneath them if they're doing like...
No, I do not have any change!
Yeah.
I need to get to work.
I think we should get a special celebrity guest on, and that would probably make things a bit more interesting than what's been going on so far. I mean,
well, the most celebrity people we know are probably...
Although, well, we didn't need to say that, did we? We're cutting that bit out for sure. That's not going
on. Okay. Well, I live across the road from who used to play Tinky Winky.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't really want to talk to Tinky Winky.
I nearly got run down by him today. That was really cool.
Does he dress up? Does he drive around in the suit?
I don't think it's one of those things you get to keep the suit. It's not like
being like anything. Do you ever get to keep the suit?
Yeah, our army officers get to keep their suit.
Okay. Yeah, good point. Carry on, Dan.
I don't have anything else to say about that.
Okay. Well, I was thinking celebrity-wise, more like Robin Williams or Sarah Palin would be a good one to have. Bruce Forsyth.
I could get Nick Lewis.
No, I'm talking...
Ed's just a terrible agent. Well, I can probably get Nick Lewis.
Yes. Remember when we had so much to talk about before the recording? Oh, damn. That's just like the bomb to drop if you don't want anyone to be in the podcast. Okay, we'll never say it again, okay? Even IRL conversation.
Oh, this is going to be so horrible to edit. There's so much crap.
Well, it's our first practice one. Once we've got past this, we'll be able to calm down a bit, you know. And
maybe we don't release this one.
Well, I think it's got some good parts to it, but well, the anecdote section that was planned.
That's a brilliant segue.
Well, no,
that you went so smoothly from catching up to talking about your anecdote. I don't think people will notice the transition.
We don't need segues. We'd just be like, okay, now anecdotes, and then the music plays.
Speaking of talking about stuff, I hear Henry has an anecdote.
Well, that's really lame, isn't it?
Speaking of words beginning with A, I hear Henry has an anecdote.
Yes, well, that was an excellent segue.
They don't call me Dan Segway Hatcher for nothing.
They don't call you that.
No, they don't.
Okay. Anyway.
Speaking of segways.
Fucking hell.
Just telling me your bloody story.
Well, there's something I'm a bit confused about.
What are you confused about, Henry?
Well, there's this lady that comes in to the chemistry building and she talks to us about careers, and she's quite good at her job, I suppose. But there are a few things about her that lead me to believe that she is actually blind. For example, there's a golden retriever that follows her around.
That's always a good sign.
And they're not usually allowed inside, but she always has one, and it's always close to her. She has an assistant that helps her with PowerPoint presentations. But then there are a few things about her that lead me to believe that she can actually see.
Such as?
One time she was asking us a question and she said, can I have a show of hands? And I was like, well, that's kind of redundant, isn't it? Or just kind of completely pointless.
She can hear the hands rising.
Well, maybe, if we're like echolocation.
Whoa, that was loud. There must be a lot of people here.
No, just one really fat guy.
Yeah, she can tell the mass of arms raised, and she has to find the average arm weight, and she works it all out in her head. She's quite the mathematician. And also, last time she came in, she started her talk with, "It's good to see you all again." Which to me indicated that she can see.
Have you seen the Daredevil film? He could totally see when he was making loads of noise.
Okay. Well, that's...
Maybe she just says, "It's good to see you," and then sort of echolocations off all of you, and she's like, "Oh no, it wasn't at all."
And then she changes her mind and says, "Yeah, actually..."
Never mind.
You're
all
back.
Actually quite ugly.
But with the blind lady, because it's the her assistant that tells her where she is in the presentation and things, sometimes the blind lady will say, "Oh, and we should be on slide 2 by now." And the assistant's gone all the way to, like, slide 5. And nobody says anything, so we all know there's been a fuck-up. But the blind lady who's actually doing the presentation thinks it's all going so smoothly. And it's just, it's all over the place, really. That's another odd thing with the blind lady.
Well, the potentially blind lady.
Wow, yeah. Maybe she just likes dogs and needs an excuse. So, anything interesting happened in the recent past?
Jimmy Savile's a paedophile.
Oh, yeah. Peter Savile is a paedophile and Lance Armstrong fell from fame.
Jimmy Savile. I'm afraid.
Who did I say?
Peter Savile.
Well, that can be easily
edited
out.
I'm tempted to Google Peter Savile now.
Jimmy Savile. I saw an article about him. It said Peter Savile. No, it didn't say Peter Savile. It said Jimmy
Peter
Savile.
Peter Savile is not a paedophile.
There's a picture of him, and I didn't look at it, but I just assumed he died, and that was what the article was about.
Well, he died ages ago.
Oh, right, okay, so he is dead. Confirmed.
Yeah, he's a dead paedophile.
Confirmed kill for Henry Hebron. I mean...
Walking the streets killing paedophiles that no one knows that are paedophiles.
Excellent. So what are you saying about Lance Armstrong? He died.
Oh, no, Lance Armstrong didn't die.
Yeah, he did.
No.
He did.
No, Neil Armstrong died.
Sorry.
Lance Armstrong is a cyclist.
cyclist Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got... there was like a doping allegation, yeah, which he didn't fight. So they retroactively took away all his awards.
That's old news.
Well, then the Metro is very slow.
That's old news, Neil Armstrong dying.
Neil Armstrong dying happened like when we were coming back from Bloodstock, didn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
No, Lance Armstrong isn't dead.
No, Neil Armstrong.
The stories
Armstrong
are very close
man.
Together in time. It's hard to tell who died, who cheated in the cycling. I don't know. Who was a paedophile? Who's Peter Savile? I don't know. It's just all mixed into one, really, for me.
Neil Armstrong's a paedophile. Jimmy Savile lost all his cycling awards, and Lance Armstrong is dead.
Also, the first man on the moon. I think Jimmy Savile being the first man on the moon would be much funnier, really.
We need to get on the moon. Jim will fix it.
I definitely know going for humour, really, with the first moon landing, weren't they?
No.
Have you got any interesting stories to tell us today?
Well, mine is actually a little bit about Jimmy Savile.
Oh, that's very relevant.
While I was on holiday in Somerset earlier this year, I walked through a market and I stumbled across this this small stall which sold really terrible like key rings with pictures of celebrities in them for like £2 or £3. But I saw one with Jimmy Savile and found it hilarious. So I bought it there and then. And it's been sitting in my bottom drawer in my bedroom ever since.
Like who?
And yesterday, I was sitting around the dinner table with my family and my mother brought up, "So have you got rid of your Jimmy Savile key ring yet?" I just laughed. It's sitting there. I don't know if anyone wants it.
I'll have it.
Yeah. Well, I bought it for you originally, but then I forgot.
Oh,
so.
I remember you texting me about it, but I don't remember. Yeah. I didn't realise it's for me. But yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
it's paedophile now, so I won't touch it.
I was, I was going to offer it out for a competition on the podcast.
Oh, well, you know the number of viewers we'll get will just be
listeners.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, we won't get any viewers, but listeners.
No, we can't even view each other.
Well, the number of listeners will just be such a huge number that. I don't know who would choose to win the competition. It depends on what the competition is, obviously. So,
well, as my YouTube past has shown, you don't have to make an effort to get some views. I mean, the videos actually made an effort, got barely anything, and then you put red and blue flashy images and you get like 50,000 views in about a year.
We can't do that for a podcast, though, Dan.
That's true, actually. I wonder if we can be so... amazing that we can cause epileptic fits with our voices. Then I think we'll get quite a few viewers.
I don't think amazing is the word, really, is it?
I don't know. No. I don't think people could listen for like 18 minutes just to hear us go.
Should we try it? If you do that noise, I'll plan a noise, and we'll just do it in a minute.
And just for that portion, I'll put Henry on the left, me in the middle, and Dan on the right.
Oh, you're in the middle, eh? Okay.
Fine, I'll be on the left.
Okay. I haven't got...
But who's going to be the middleman?
Dan will be the middleman.
Cool.
Okay. Okay.
Well...
This is stupid.
Well, when you're ready, guys.
I didn't know we were actually going to do this. I thought you were joking.
No, we're going to do it now.
This is going to take so much coordination.
What noise am I making?
We'll just make one up. Well, an epileptic noise, basically. Although it's based on lights, isn't
There's
it?
There's no such thing as an epileptic noise well, other than...
I think you're just taking the piss out of epileptic people now.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But it gets you viewers, so, you know.
We could choose to be incredibly offensive, and that would get quite a lot of attention, probably.
No, I'm going to censor this podcast heavily. Anything offensive, any swear words or anything are just going to get bleeped out.
Oh.
Even swear words?
Yeah. See, people listening will be like, any swear words? Beep!
Yes.
And it won't actually be a beep, it'll just be me saying, beep!
You're really putting a lot of effort into this editing, Ed. I'm proud of it.
No, I'm not really going to edit out your swear words. I could do that redubbing edit. So it's like, instead of saying fuck, you're like, it's just my voice being like, fungal or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that. So
it would just
like
be
snakes on a plane.
Hmm?
Like snakes on a plane.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, has everyone prepared their one-word haiku?
No, but I can do it right now. Yes. I've thought of one now.
Okay, off you go. Don't lose it.
Are you ready? I just need a moment of silence to get in the mood. Watercress. You burped! you ruined my one-word haiku with a burp.
Ed burped.
I didn't burp.
Someone burped.
No one burped.
And even if someone did, I can cut it.
I thought this has gone well, hasn't it?
I'll do it again.
Okay, so has everyone prepared their one-word haiku?
Yes. Yeah, I've prepared two, actually. I'm going to go with the second.
Okay.
You've prepared two? Okay, go for the second one, then.
Mustard.
Watercress.
Oh, we have it again! Okay.
I said watercress as he said his.
Oh, jeez. Well, this is going to be the real deal, okay? So, has everyone prepared their one-word haiku?
Yeah, I've prepared three, actually. I'm going to go with my third.
Okay.
People won't have a clue why this is so funny.
I think you should put all three takes in, really.
What?
What's your third then, Dan? Come on, Dan, we haven't got the day. What's your third one word haiku?
I'm going to take Ed out of my ear. It's making me laugh. Hold on. Lemons.
Okay. So, okay.
What's your one word haiku, Ed?
I didn't actually think of one.
You just have to think of a word. It's a word.
I just did it.
It was watercress. It's a beautiful one.
Oh, well,
it's a good choice.
Coincidentally, that was my first choice.
Oh, wow.
It's good I went with my third, or you'd be out of luck, boy.
My one-word haiku, in case anyone's interested, is
lemons.
Yeah, go for it.
Curtain. I think that's quite good.
What does that symbolise? What's the message?
Well,
I think you can
look it up for yourself, can't you, Dan? You're an intelligent man.
Well, that's open to interpretation, I think.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Are you hiding something behind the curtain?
Well, that's one argument.
Are you shielding something out?
Mm. Well, I don't think we should dwell on these. Just leave them to the listeners to really interpret themselves, probably.
If you have a good interpretation, leave a note in the comments.
Do we have a comment section?
iTunes has a comment section. Oh. But they could go on the WordPress and comment on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, WordPress.
Okay.
The WordPress is not meant to be something visited by people. It's really just a way of creating an RSS feed.
For iTunes, yeah. Okay. Well, the one-word haiku section is over.
It went so well.
So far, I think we've got about 5 minutes of material.
Yeah.
I think you just put the whole thing in, the whole lot, before we even introduced it. Okay, the review section is upon us, guys. I don't know if you've noticed, but the review segment of the podcast is here. So, Dan, I understand you've prepared a very detailed review for us.
Yeah, I haven't written it down. It's just off my head. Okay, so might have been last Thursday.
Yep.
Thursday before that, I went to see a May Day parade in the London Electric Ballroom in Camden.
Yeah,
not by my own decision.
No,
accompanied my girlfriend. They had three support acts. The first one was the Natives, who I completely don't remember what they were like, so they were probably pretty bad.
Excellent.
The second was some band. They weren't even on the list, so I don't know what they were called.
Just people from the crowd.
But they were fronted by some Asian guy who was deceptively American, to say the least.
For the purposes of me and people in the audience, who are May Day Parade? What's their kind of music?
They're a piece of shit.
13-year-old girls, I don't know.
No.
You know, they're well, the audience was screaming, you know. There were no, like, yeah, Machine fucking Head.
Well, yeah, obviously Machine Head were not there, Dan.
I mean, Machine Beep Head.
So Mayday
Parade.
Mayday
fucking Parade!
Yeah, but I think you get the idea. They're like, I think pop rock, I think, is the best way to describe them. I don't think they were pop punk by any means.
Okay, well, that's...
The third support act was the Somerset, who Danny didn't really go there to see the Mayday Parade, just the Somerset, and Somerset were actually okay. They're actually all right. They're actually quite different.
Wow.
But then for Mayday Parade were just like everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent.
So, all in all, it was okay. It was a long gig.
Altogether. So
how many Ks? In comparison, not as good as any performance by a band, which we're not allowed to mention, that I've seen.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, how many Ks are you going to give it?
How many Ks am I going to give Mayday Parade? My microphone got very sensitive there. How many Ks? I give them, is this my own personal perspective or a critical perspective?
I don't give a shit. I don't know why I even asked the question. It wasn't really serious.
We'll go 3 Ks. 3 Ks. I think that's how every review should work for us, just in Ks.
Yeah.
We'll go 3 Ks.
I think it should be from 1 to K.
Yeah. I don't know if you're aware, Ed, but there is a reviewing system in the magazine called Kerrang. And it's...
I did think it would be Kerrang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, Ed, for Bloodstock, Kerrang gave Behemoth 3 Ks, Machine Head 4 Ks, and Watain 5 Ks.
How many Ks is this out of?
5. So Watain were like the best band there, apparently. Better than Machine Head.
The best band they've ever seen, apparently.
Yeah.
Just ever.
It's like as good as it can get.
That's true.
I fucking hate review scores because it is so stupid like that. Because obviously, Watain aren't the best band they've ever seen live, ever.
No, it's not really that kind of scale, is it? It's just like they're in the top tier, I think, is what it means. The top.
I thought they were terrible. We went to the toilet during that gig.
Yeah.
So that's what I think of Watain.
Was Watain the band who were on instead of Dio Disciple?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was so disappointing.
Yeah.
We were there, and this seems a bit dark and over the top for Dio.
A bit satanic for Dio.
Yeah. And then, I understand you have another review on the cards.
Oh, I'm doing 2, am I? Okay.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, you can hold it for...
Do we want to split this up? So, like, we come back to Dan's second review.
Okay, yeah, Ed, you can do it. Your bit then.
Okay, yeah. I'll segue this one. So Ed, what's your review?
There you go. That's an excellent segue.
That's why they call me Dan the Segway Hatcher.
Well, Dan the Segway Hatcher.
Now they
don't wear it out.
I've got 2 things I could review.
Yeah.
I've been playing a new game which has just come out, Dishonored. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it.
I've not heard of it.
Do that one.
And
I'm still playing Minecraft.
And I bought Morrowind because there are a lot of people out there.
Oh, cool.
Who say it's better than Skyrim and better than Oblivion, and a graphics thing came out for it, which apparently makes it look great.
Mm.
Is it? I'm too excited.
Let me put it this way. I've never played Morrowind before. And I installed the game and then immediately installed the graphics patch. So the really updated graphics was the only thing I've ever seen of it.
Yeah.
And as soon as the game loaded, I started playing and thought, oh, I guess the graphics patch didn't install properly or at all. Because it looked really, really shitty. Like, not even as good as Oblivion standards. Mm. But no, it turns out that is the amazing new graphics that everyone was on about. And Morrowind itself...
very careful.
You know when you play games?
No.
Just any game, and you swing a sword at someone and it hits them, you do damage?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just sort of accepted. If your sword hits the thing, you're going to hit it.
It's the general kind of thing that happens, yes.
Well, Morrowind have got this really innovative system where you swing your sword, and then it rolls dice in the background based on some of your stats. So you'll hear the sword hit the guy, you'll hear a clang, but you would have missed.
What the fuck?
So that's really interesting.
Yeah, well, interesting is the word for it, definitely.
And
does that take into account armor? Like if someone was wearing some really like heavy armor and you hit it, then you know they're not gonna.
Well, yeah, I assume it does, but it also does this for things like wolves and just villagers and stuff. And the sneaking is very mechanical as well. Like you crouch and you can walk right in front of people and right up to them in broad daylight, and if your sneaking skill outweighs what you need to sneak past them, then you'll sneak past anyone.
Yeah.
And you can just punch them repeatedly and they'll have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? How many Ks are we talking?
Three.
Tough one.
No. How many Ks is this out of?
Five.
What's the...
It's the 5K five system.
Oh, okay. Then, well, this is a bad system to work in. 1K, I suppose.
Yeah. It's pretty poor.
Morrowind was worse than Mayday Parade.
Well, it doesn't...
I don't think Mayday Parade was... from what you said of them, I don't think Mayday Parade was really worth 3Ks.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, it was just because the Somerset were okay. But I'm not reviewing my review.
Yeah.
I give you your review of Mayday Parade 2Ks, to be honest.
Oh, damn.
Well, I give your review of his review probably 4Ks. It's probably quite a good review, I'd say.
Yeah, well,
anyway, let's not get into this.
Okay, so I guess I ended up reviewing Morrowind for that.
Yes,
so.
That's what happened, I think.
Dan Segway Hatcher, take us away.
Very interesting story, Ed. Review, Ed. So I understand you have a review as well, Henry.
Yeah, I was originally going to review, like I'd talked to you about it before, Dan, the career of the Weather Girls, because I thought that would be a kind of funny thing, because I thought they just had one song, you know, It's Raining Men. Yeah, I looked into them on the internet, and they've actually had 10 albums.
Well, they're definitely a one-hit wonder, though.
Yes, but, so I just thought, fuck that, it's just like... So I'd scrap that. It's kind of interesting, and I do know.
Well,
the
I guess
facts.
You've already reviewed them. You said, "Well, you gave a very short review just then."
Okay. Well, I've got another one. Right.
Just out of curiosity, how many Ks would you give the Weather Girls?
Well, based on their whole career,
yeah.
Probably 5Ks actually.
Whoa! That's
really?
Yeah,
it's raining Ks.
anyway, Hallelujah. My real review, which isn't, I haven't planned at all. I didn't really think about it, but. It starts off with a little story, actually. I went to Asda last week with Zoe, and I was doing the shopping, obviously, and I came across some coconuts in the kind of fruit section. And I thought, oh, that would be an interesting thing to eat, a coconut. I quite like coconuts. So, and on the side of the basket, it said, oh, you just crack it on the side of a bowl, get it in the bowl. It just made it sound like an egg, cracking an egg. So I thought, okay, if it's that easy. And it was less than a pound. I thought, well, why not? So I got it home.
I can see where this is going.
Hmm?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it turns out, basically, that coconuts are actually very difficult. Very, very difficult to open.
Really?
Yes. I was misled by the...
I hate it when they shatter when they hit the ground.
Like eggs. Well, you can't eat a coconut without breaking a few coconuts.
Yeah.
I think is what the phrase is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you true. Get a six pack of coconuts, you take them home, crack them on the side of a bowl, and just eat them.
Yes, in a coconut omelette.
Anyway.
But as far as my review is concerned, I don't know much about the coconut. I'd probably say it's a member of the palm family, and probably the only accepted species in the genus Cocos, actually. And when it comes to the term coconut, I'd probably say it can refer to the entire coconut palm, the seed, or the fruit.
But technically, it's not a droop, not a nut.
Yes, exactly what I was about to say, Ian.
It's derived from the 16th century Portuguese and Spanish cocos.
Anyway,
are we trying to get a sponsor from Wikipedia? Or?
Well, no, I think me and Ed were just on the same wavelength there, actually. We're big fans of coconuts. So, once I got into the coconut, it was great.
Well, yeah, within the shell, there is a single seed, and when the seed germinates, the root of its embryo... Oh, wait, hang on, I'm on the wrong track here.
It actually germinates through the eyes in the coconut, which I found quite interesting. I haven't really thought about it before.
That's quite interesting,
so,
yeah.
Just a single seed in there.
Yeah, but coconuts are susceptible to the disease lethal yellowing.
Oh, tell me about it.
Whoa.
You don't have to be too careful in Asda with coconuts.
So lethal.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's stop reading Wikipedia, please.
No, this is just off the top of my head.
Of course. Yeah, sorry.
Is Lethal Yellowing the B-movie sequel to Lethal Weapon?
I'm glad you asked. No. Lethal yellowing is actually a disease that attacks many species of palms, including some commercially important species, such as the coconut and the date palm. It's spread by the plant hopper Hapsilux crudus.
Oh, yes. I know it well.
Now for our next section, Ed tries to speak Latin.
No, well, I haven't finished my reviews yet. I haven't got the K's out of the way.
How many K's?
I'm
going
to have to review it
coconut
on a few different bases, really.
Oh,
whoa. a lot could be taken from that. I reckon you should keep that in, but make sure it's in context.
The coconut is only white on the inside.
Okay, don't dig the hole.
Everything's white on the inside.
That's not even coconut relevant. Anyway, as far as the actual eating the food was concerned, I'd probably give it 3 Ks.
Once you took the brown thing open and cracked it open, you saw all the beautiful whiteness and it was good.
Ed, we really can't use this kind of thing, I don't think.
We need to be controversial. It gets views. Mm-hmm. It gets you the front page on iTunes.
And the whole of a culture.
Yes.
Not a non-specific culture, not...
we're just talking about coconuts.
Yeah, I meant the coconut lovers. Oh, I don't know who they are, but they love the coconut.
I don't know, probably Caribbean people.
Yeah, well... Let's not be specific, with the coconut analogy, really, because we're in...
How many Ks?
Yes. Based on how difficult it was to open, probably 1K on that front. But overall, probably 2Ks as a food.
How did you open it in the end?
Well, you're supposed... There's actually a website called howtoopenacoconut.com.
Oh, yes?
And I went on it, and it said you need a hammer and a nail. And I'd already bought the coconut, and I didn't have either of those things.
Christ.
So I used a knife.
You need a chainsaw.
It took me so long. And then the next day, I was hammering at this coconut with a knife and it was fine. And then the next day, Zoe was cutting some frozen sausages and broke the knife. And I couldn't break it. 40 minutes I spent on this coconut with this knife. So that's my review of the coconut.
Well, how was it? How was the taste after all that work?
Well, I said the taste, 3 Ks. Opening, 1K. Overall, 2K. How the system works, I think. Anyway, can we have a segue, please? Because
Speaking of things that are hard to open, I recently watched Troll 2.
And the case was hard to open?
No, the opening was hard to open.
Oh, okay.
Thoroughly bad throughout.
But the opening specifically, or...?
No, all of it was bad, but the opening was especially bad.
So especially the opening,
actually,
yeah.
a little piece of trivia, Troll 2 actually features no trolls and has no relevance to the first Troll film.
Really?
Yep.
Are we talking trolls like big guys with clubs or trolls as in the little troll dolls?
Trolls. If you know about it, it's got this internet following because it's such a terrible film. The costume design is pretty much just medium-sized guys in what looks like brown pillowcases. They're kind of junior school level costumes.
Yeah.
And the acting was terrible, and the story was terrible.
The directing.
Everything was terrible. But I still thought it was better than the Bratz movie, which I saw a couple of days ago, which was completely awful.
Why did you watch the Bratz movie, I think is the question here, really.
Well, Danny said, I'm not tired, I want to put something on, and her friend was talking about it a couple of weeks beforehand. So I said, oh, Ellis talked about this, you know, let's watch the Bratz movie.
Mm.
It was terrible.
Well, there's a fucking surprise.
Really?
But anyway,
Kel
Troll
Supreme,
2,
motherfucker.
I have to say, I wasn't disappointed by Troll 2. Yeah. It was actually better than I thought.
Wow.
Because it wasn't as bad as Bratz or the film Slugs, which is also terrible.
So you've kind of got three things
I've got a review within a review within a review here.
Yeah,
you know,
it's pretty complex.
It's review section.
Oh, you went there.
Today. Yep, I went there. But I'm gonna give Troll 2, I'm going to give it 2Ks.
Okay. What about the Bratz movie?
Troll 2, as good as a coconut.
Yes.
Oh, and as good... Oh, no, better than Morrowind, though.
Yeah, not as good as May Day Parade gigs, apparently.
No.
So, wow. So is that the highest thing? Oh, no, I reviewed The Career of the Weather Girls as 5Ks, so that's obviously the best...
Ding, 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 ding! We have our favourite thing of the week.
Favourite thing ever, I think, is what you meant to say.
The Career of the Weather Girls.
Anyway, how many Ks do you give the Bratz film?
One.
1K. Whoa. So, Morrowind. No, Bratz film is as good as Morrowind.
Yep.
Don't waste your money, kids.
Okay.
If you're the type of person who thinks Morrowind is good, you'll probably like the Bratz film. That's I think how this review system works.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know if we should use the case permanently.
It's not based on opinion whatsoever.
The case system.
It's based on fact.
The case system obviously originates from Kerrang, and I don't know if we want to be associated with that. That's a tripe, really.
They're clearly doing something right.
Oh, but are they, Dan?
Morally,
well,
they
gave Retain 5Ks.
In a business sense, yes.
Oh, and
I would say Retain are as good as the Weather Girls.
Okay, so how many Ks would you give Kerrang, guys?
I don't know.
I don't know. What angle are we talking?
Just
Kerrang
overall.
As an entity?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The whole culture, the whole Kerrang culture, Dan, what would you give it? How many Ks would you give it?
I would rather watch the Bratz movie than have Kerrang exist.
Not even on the
Ks. But you already, Bratz movie gave 1 star. We're not doing 0 stars.
0 Ks.
Zero
Ks. Jesus.
Sorry, it's like half a star. Kind of.
Half a K.
What do you think this is? Starrang?
Starrang.
Okay, well, is that everyone's reviews done, or do you have another review, Ed?
I could talk about Dishonored for a bit.
Dishonored? I've never heard of
this
game.
Well, that sounds good then. Explain to Dan what it is, and I'll just relax.
Right. Dishonored is a new game, which a new IP, which is published by Bethesda.
Yay!
Well, generally, Bethesda-published games have been pretty shit.
No! That's a lie.
No, Bethesda make good games, but they generally publish really shitty games.
Wait, did they publish Rage?
But yeah, Bethesda published a game called Wet.
Oh, yeah.
Rage?
Rage is really good.
Really?
I love Rage. But carry on.
What about Rage do you love? Because it's generally... considered a really, really shitty game.
I just love it.
It was hyped so much.
I really enjoy it, but that's just me, I guess. Just me. Ever.
Just yes, it probably is just you and a handful of other people.
Okay, well, carry on with your list.
And they also made Blink, which... Have you...
Blink 182? Did they form that?
Blink.
They published.
Blink is a game.
Okay. Yes.
But it was very poorly received as well.
Mm, I'd probably love it then.
But no, Dishonored is actually really good.
How many Ks? Just get straight to the Ks.
What happens in this game? I'm intrigued. Is it new? Like, new?
Yeah,
new?
It came out last week on Friday, so...
Pretty new.
This is hot off the presses.
Yeah.
So, well, not so hot considering it's Wednesday now.
Mm. Oh yeah, sorry, it is definitely Wednesday the 17th of October 2012.
Yeah. Basically, you play as this guy called Corvo, who was the protector of an empress.
And then she dies, yeah.
in sort of like a weird steampunk-esque world where there is magic and the plague.
Whoa, that's so steampunk.
And something happens and the Empress is dead and the daughter gets kidnapped, of the daughter of the Empress.
Yeah.
And you're blamed for this.
Me?
And yeah, Henry takes the blame.
I haven't even heard about it. Carry on. I'll see if it rings a bell as you continue.
So Henry is thrown in jail. Oh,
shit. No.
But he escapes captivity.
Hooray.
And meets with a band of people who are called the Loyalists, who are like trying to find the kidnapped daughter and put her back on the throne and like break down this evil conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
So he basically becomes an assassin and has to kill like certain important people.
And he follows the creed.
No, he doesn't. You can do whatever you want in this game. It's like mainly a stealth game, but if you want to, you can just run up to people and slit their throats or shoot them.
It's like real world.
Yeah, basically. Like, you can spend ages waiting for the person to turn around and sneak past them and pickpocket the key. Or you can just run in, shoot them in the face, steal the key and run into the building.
Am I right in thinking you can also put your consciousness in the mind of an animal or in the body of an animal?
Yeah. You get several powers. The one you're thinking of is possession.
Okay.
And you can possess rats and fish and dogs and other people. So if you want to be sneaky about it, like, say there's a guard who has the key... So you could sneak past, pickpocket him, and use the key to walk through the door. You could kill him, use the key to walk through the door. Or you could possess the guard, and he already has the key. So you just arm the guard with the key, and you walk through the door, past all the guards, because it's like, oh, the guard's walking down the corridor. There's nothing wrong with this. And then you just walk past everyone. But possession only lasts for like 10 seconds, and eventually you fall out with the guy. They usually throw up for a couple of seconds, so you have time to kill them, or like... knock them unconscious or something.
Okay. So how many Ks are we talking so far in this? I mean, I guess you haven't played it too much.
I've played 9 hours of it so far.
Well, that's quite a bit, considering... Oh, man, I suppose it is Wednesday already.
I'd probably give it 5K. No. Yeah, 5K.
Whoa, it's up there with the Weather Girls.
It is up there with the Weather Girls.
That's an interesting comparison to make.
Yeah. My favourite thing, probably, is you can summon, like, a big group of plague rats just out of nowhere. And they just rise up out of the ground and run towards the nearest person who isn't you and just eat them. The rats just jump all over the body and eat all their flesh and then, like, run off to the next person.
Okay.
But there is a problem that if there's just a corpse nearby, they'll just run to the corpse and eat them.
Okay, so 5Ks, that's a pretty good review.
Yeah.
5Ks.
Well, I don't have anything else. Oh, I forgot Thomas here.
yeah.
Well, we now we're on to the...
questions.
The fan mail question, I think. The fan mail question, the fan mail segment.
Emails!
What's the email address you send
you to? You can send your questions and emails to thelosebag@gmail.com.
Yeah. Yep. And I believe we have some fan mail already, Ed. Would you like to have a look at that?
Animal Marvin writes into us, aged 7. She says, "Dear Losebag, I'm a long-time listener of The Losebag and really enjoy the podcast." Okay.
Yeah, pretty good.
"Was Dan Hatcher born an absolute wanker, or did he become one over time? Keep up the good work, guys. Animal Marvin." Well, thanks for writing in, Anne. Or Annabelle.
I think she prefers Annabelle. Marvin. Full name.
Ms. Marvin. And it's actually a good question, one which I have been wondering for myself for a good time. Mm. But then I do remember, Dan didn't always used to be an absolute wanker.
No, I guess not.
No.
When he was born, he wasn't a wanker. But that's the question.
I don't think it was a gradual process.
No.
Right. And the thing is, he's not always an absolute wanker either.
When you're not with him, you don't really feel the effects of him being a wanker quite so much, but...
Are you feeling it right now?
Oh, big time.
Oh, God, you don't even have to be with me anymore.
No.
Oddly enough, it is a binary thing. Dan's either an absolute wanker or he's perfectly fine. It's just one of those things.
Oh, I'm sure Annabelle Marvin, age 7, will be...
When did you start noticing yourself becoming an absolute wanker, Dan?
When people started telling me about 5 minutes ago.
Oh! That's interesting. Well, Annabelle's really started quite the snowball effect here, I think.
Yeah. It's all downhill from here. I'm going to have to quit my job soon.
We have another question in.
Do we?
Just now. Oh. This one's from a guy called Sid. Yeah, Sid says, I just ate cat food. Is that bad? He doesn't say thanks for the podcast or anything. He just,
what an ungrateful bastard.
I know. Annabelle has been listening for years.
Well, she could only have been listening for 7 years.
Well, yeah.
But,
well, actually, she could only be listening to...
I haven't left my house since Gaming Cubed.
Since...
Gaming Cubed.
I've been waiting for the next installment.
Oh, good on Annabelle. Anyway, Sid. What was the question again?
Sid says, I just ate cat food. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. You should really experiment in your life, I think. That's what I've found.
Well...
You're actually going to Google it?
No. When I was at work the other day, we have this thing called tinned steak meat.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a can of that split open.
Mm.
And it smelled almost exactly like dog food.
Mm.
So, it did make me think whether there was a factory out there which had a just one line of cans, and then it just split off to sort of two labelling areas.
Yeah.
One which becomes like Baxter's dog food, and the other one which comes, I think this was Bachelor's tinned steak meat.
So it's either like really good dog food or really shitty human food. Or
it was tinned, I think it was called tinned steak meat in gravy.
No, it sounds pretty good. I didn't have any food, so food at all sounds pretty good right now.
Why haven't you been eating? What happened to all your food?
Well, all I bought was coconuts, really, so I kind of gave up on that.
We've got some more questions.
Oh, fucking hell, we've got more questions.
Oh, it's not a question. It's an update to Sid. Sid again. I'm in hospital because of the cat food. It was bad.
Oh, my God.
So, bad advice we gave earlier. Don't eat cat food. Not good.
Well, why didn't he... He obviously had access to the internet because he emailed. Why didn't he Google it himself? Well, I suppose...
There's also 2 minutes between each email, so he must have been on the way to the hospital as he was asking this email.
When did the first email come in?
21:27.
And what's the time now?
That came in 21:27 on Monday, and it's now 21:31.
Well, okay, fair enough.
On Wednesday, yeah.
That's fine.
Definitely Wednesday.
Wednesday, the 17th of October, 2012.
Yes, just to be absolutely clear what day it is. Oh, were there any more questions?
Yes. Selena Taylor writes in with a quick question, asks, if you could be any animal, what would you be?
Dan. I mean, I wouldn't be Dan. I was just...
If I could be any animal, maybe like a bear, a big like grizzly bear.
You'd have to be fighting for survival.
Bears.
I really couldn't see you as a bear, but fair enough.
No, maybe that's why I want to be a bear. I'm so insecure with myself, you know. I just want to be a bear. I think
you want to be something like big and manly.
I think what I'd want to be,
like Nick,
would be like a caterpillar, because you.
Oh, metamorphosis.
Yeah, because you'd have a few different try at things. You'd kind of get play the field a bit with your animal. That sounds a bit...
Play the field.
Play the field with your animal. what I meant was you could be a caterpillar and a butterfly and somewhere in between have a bit of a sleep. So.
Yeah.
What would you be, Edward?
I don't know. As much as I just criticised Dan's whole bear idea... Bears do have a pretty sweet existence. They generally live in quite nice places.
Yeah.
And they have a massive sleep. And they're generally all right for food. They, like, eat fish and, like, fruit and stuff.
Yeah, but then you could
stuff,
say, I want to be a human, and you'll probably be, like, all right.
Yeah, but this is... Well, I guess humans are animals. I've had enough of being a human. I want to be a bear as well. I'll bear it out with Dan. We can hibernate
are you a fairy
together.
I've had enough of being a human.
Tough question.
I plead the fifth.
I don't know if you know what that means.
The right to remain silent.
Well,
no, the right to bear arms. I plead the right to have bear arms.
Okay, I see what you did there. Anyway, I believe we have another question.
Yes, let me have a look. Clinton Reed.
Interesting names, these people, aren't they? Anyway...
Yeah, quite random
names.
Yeah,
it's almost randomly generated. Carry on.
Yeah. Anyway, Clinton Reed writes in and asks, which celebrity of the same sex would you go gay for? I'm only wondering, because I would go gay for Brad Pitt. Man, that guy is sexy.
That's good.
I think I learnt too much about Clinton.
Nick Lewis.
Lewis again.
Nick Lewis, that famous celebrity.
Yeah, well,
I think mine would be.
He is a celebrity.
Well, I don't know. I'm gonna have to think.
Someone from Breaking Bad.
Who do I really like that's male? I feel like I know the answer, but I just can't remember it. Oh no, I'm not going to say actually, because if people hear this and they know the person, then he's not a celebrity anyway. So, so that's kind of.
Is it an S-bomb?
No, it's not an S-bomb.
Is it an S-bomb?
I think the reason that it's a celebrity is because no one is not really like, oh god, that's me. Well, I mean, for this podcast, we'll have celebrities listening.
No, you'd actually say, oh my god, you just said Ed, that's me. In fact, that wasn't my answer. I think I'd choose Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that's a good choice, actually.
I don't know. I like him. Brad Pitt, I think Brad Pitt's a good choice as well.
Yeah, Clinton.
I think I'd say Chris Letang. He's a hockey player.
Well, he's not a celebrity, is he, Dan?
I don't know.
Yes, he is, actually.
I reckon a hockey player, he would always want to, like,
play hockey?
Well, he wouldn't be there for you, if you know what I mean.
a movie star wouldn't be there for me.
Well, he is very full of himself, I know what you mean, but...
Yeah.
I think Nick Lewis is a better option.
Yeah, I'll stick with Nick Lewis.
I think I'd go for Nick Griffin.
I reckon that guy's a cuddler.
So, which Nick would you choose, Ed?
There are so many good ones.
Nick Robinson.
Nick Clegg.
Nick Robinson is a good choice. I love that guy. My granddad hates him, but... Nick Robinson. So this question has just turned into, if you had to go gay for someone called Nick, which Nick would it be?
Saint Nick.
Sorry about that, Clinton. We're kind of getting off the topic.
Thanks for your very tangentable question.
I reckon, I don't know, maybe Boris Johnson?
He's not a Nick. What's that noise?
Was that a record scratch?
Oh, it was sound effect actor again.
With his record scratch noise. I surprised him, so it was like...
For God's sake.
No, it was a
fart.
Dan,
you just have so many good features that you just... The nicknames pile up. Anyway, I believe we have another question.
Anyway.
Do we have another question?
Raymond Bell writes in and asks, what is your favourite breakfast food?
I don't eat breakfast. It makes me feel sick. So it'll be lunch.
Well, what's your favourite lunch food? You can't avoid breakfast.
God.
Your first meal of the day is the breakfast.
If you're Henry Hebron and you never eat because you can't be bothered to go out and buy food?
Well, then what's the last thing you ate 3 meals before that?
I've never eaten.
Whatever.
I think my breakfast was in the womb.
I saw you eat that chicken sub microwave.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess that was your breakfast.
Yeah, that was but would I choose it as my breakfast meal?
See, I eat a lot of bacon sandwiches, but I wouldn't say, like, they're my favourite. I just eat them because they're easy.
Easy like a Sunday morning, as I always say.
Favourite breakfast food? Dunno. I don't really like bread products.
Okay, well, it's not a bread first food, is it?
Well, no, but you know.
But there's cereal, Dan.
I'm quite a fan of croissants.
No, not me.
No, see, I really don't like them.
When they put the
chocolate
in them, and you can't taste the croissant quite as much. That's a bit.
No, even
worse. That's a bit better, but you might as well just eat chocolate for breakfast if that's what you want.
I enjoyed our sort of bloodstock style breakfasts where it was.
Blood.
A pint of lager, a shot of Jägermeister, and some sort of lukewarmish cuppa soup or some couscous.
Mm. Yeah, it was drinking in the morning is actually quite enjoyable.
It was quite fine. It was alright.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I'd say it's a lager and a shot of Jägermeister. Thank you, Raymond
Bell.
And then
Bell. I think
I'm going to go with the bloodstock breakfast.
To really follow up your breakfast, you've got to throw up onto a pile of rubbish next to you and then just laugh about it.
Yeah.
Have another shot of Jägermeister and
then drink
continue
more.
Your just day.
And that's the true way of having a bloodstock breakfast.
That's the bloodstock breakfast. You can't get it in most cafes, but some. Like, if you go to a McDonald's and ask the guy for a bloodstock breakfast, it's not on the menu, but they know
what
you
mean. They
just
know.
Yeah. just nod and a wink, bloodstock breakfast. It's usually about £5,
which is fairly
reasonable.
Or if you want the deluxe bloodstock breakfast, it's actually got a different name, a nod and a wink to the member of staff, and you ask them for a hand job, and they'll know what you mean. They'll deliver.
I might do that.
You can either ask them for a hand job, or you can ask them to supersize you.
Either or to circumcise works. You can ask them that as well.
Either one of these will give you a deluxe bloodstock breakfast.
I'll have
or
a big
just a deluxe amount of blood
me.
On your hands.
They've got loads
what,
in
blood?
Stock.
Blood. Oh, blood. I can't believe I missed that. Anyway, do we have any more questions, or is this a wrap?
We do have one more question, but this is from Taylor Tasker.
Who's it from?
Taylor Tasker.
Excellent.
Right.
Interesting name again.
Horrible parents they had.
Yeah. But they write in and ask, if you could meet someone, living or dead, who would it be and why?
Hmm.
Which is kind of similar to...
Well, it's not quite... You don't have to be gay with them, do you? You could just be friends with them.
No.
Well, I would actually say...
Nicholas. Okay.
And why?
Well, you know, you have to see him
to believe him
to really understand his true aura.
I've actually met him, Dan. I know you'll be a bit jealous of this, but I have met him quite a few times, and I consider him one of my best friends. So
we actually have a question from Nick Lewis.
Well, we haven't done with this question yet, so stop butting in, Nick Lewis. what was I going to say? Who would I like to meet?
Well, I'd have to go with my hero, Mr. Billy Corgan, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, he's coming to my imaginary dinner
party.
Would
I like to meet a
Don't meet your heroes, Henry.
They'll let you down. I don't think I have any heroes, but I've met my hero, and it's the same person with the gay thing, and I don't want to talk about him. I mean, it just sounds so bad, doesn't it?
Anyway, I'd probably like to meet Douglas Adams, just because he's written some funny
books. I think he's quite a poor writer.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, alive or dead.
I think he's quite a poor writer, really. Yeah.
Really?
That's just my opinion. I didn't read much.
Fair enough. It's quite simplistic, his writing style. I guess if you don't get his if you don't like his sense of humour, then it's not really much else there. His worlds are just kind of weird.
That's the general
they're not really
appeal, isn't it?
Yeah, basically.
Who would I like to meet? It's a tough one, it really is. Because would I meet someone from one of my favourite bands, or like a chemist? No, probably not. Or like an author? Don't know. Do not know. Or can I meet a character?
Far out in the uncharted backwaters of the unfashionable end of the western spiral arm of the galaxy lies a small, unregarded yellow sun.
Okay, well, I don't know if
orbiting
this is copyright infringement.
Orbiting this at a distance of roughly 92 million miles is an utterly... Are we going to get sued for reading Hitchhiker's Guide? I don't know. I'm going to stop.
Maybe it's like music. You can play a few bits of it
just
and then...
a cover of it.
It's all right.
I like the What Are You Wearing segment.
Okay,
I do know.
What are you wearing, Dan?
I'm wearing black H&M jeans.
I didn't want this much detail. It was just like a joke. Just
Okay, well, I'm wearing black jeans, a Megadeth shirt, and orange socks.
Well, I'm wearing black jeans, a Charles Darwin shirt, and no socks. Yeah, so that was fun. Ed, you want to contribute?
Nothing but a song.
Oh, well, actually, I take back what I said, and I say nothing but this morning's feces. and a smile.
Oh, a bloodstock deluxe breakfast.
Anyway, do we have any more questions? There's a question from Nick Lewis, apparently, that I heard so much about.
Nick Lewis writes in to say he loves the podcast intros, he loves the way they sound, and he just wants to know what program you use.
Me, or the...
You create our podcast intros. I don't think
it's
a secret.
It's not actually me that does it. I've got something to confess to you guys.
Oh, who was it? Is it the late great Kurt Cobain?
No, it's actually Gary Barlow that writes them and then...
Whoa. No way.
I told you not to use him.
Well, actually, it was me. It was a joke. But now I'm very offended. I think that's easy to cut out, that one, so...
But this part is hard to... Oh, no, this will be easy to cut out.
Anyway, the question... Nothing. Are we even going to... The answer to the question... I can't even bother to answer, it's boring.
Who's still listening, honestly? For God's sake.
Well, it's only been 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
I totally haven't been sitting here for nearly 2 hours. Actually, I've been on Skype for... We've been on Skype for over 2 hours
9 minutes
now.
Me and you, Dan.
You didn't even know it, but I played Angry Birds for about 20 minutes earlier.
Are you kidding?
Have you played
Angry Birds.
Have you played Bad Piggies?
Yeah, I don't like it. But then
really?
I don't like Angry... Yeah, I don't like mobile games at all. Apart from Bejeweled.
I can't believe you played Angry Birds. I feel like you've cheated on me.
I did it when I came back from my toilet break.
Well, let's just wrap it up here. Okay.
I'd quite like to do the outro. Well, that was the first lose bag. I hope you're still listening, and I hope you'll be back next week. Goodbye from me. Goodbye from Ed.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Henry.